Lawrence, Kansas is probably best known to most of us as the home of the University of Kansas. But the beloved college town has also become a dining destination for Kansas City diners. Just 45 minutes outside of the heart of Kansas City, Lawrence boasts one of the best bakeries in the Midwest and at least half a dozen truly excellent restaurants. On today's Central Standard, we'll take a crash course in Lawrence dining, and you could help us by suggesting online venues that you feel really make the grade. Notebooks ready? Let's discuss Lawrence. But first, the news. And welcome to Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza, joined by a really beautiful panel here. This is going to be kind of an abbreviated version of the Fun Drive version of our usual restaurant critics panel. And I want to ask my friends in common here to introduce themselves.
I'm Mary Block. I write for The Star, The Restaurant Guide, the occasional food article. And I have a blog called Around the Block at aroundtheblockkc.com.
I'm Emily Ferris from feedmekc.com, where you can also find the Feed Me KC podcast.
Very good. And we have a special guest, a wonderful special guest, Sarah Shepard, who's the food and features reporter for the Lawrence Journal World. And Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Since you covered the restaurant beat, we felt you were the perfect guest to have today because the subject of today's show is Lawrence, and which has turned into really a pretty nifty, a pretty nifty dining destination, even for Kansas Cityans. I mean, it's only 45 minutes away from, you know, the heart of the city. And so, of course, the first question I have to ask Sarah is, we've been hearing so much about the new restaurant that moved into the old Teller space on Massachusetts Avenue. I can't remember the address. You'll probably know it. Or Mary will know it. Mary is the queen of all addresses.
It's 746 Massachusetts Street.
All right.
746.
And Sarah, you just wrote about it, right?
Yeah, we had a new restaurant feature on Merchants Pub and Plate in yesterday's paper. So earlier this week, I was able to check out the restaurant, spend a little time with the chef and owners, and try some of their food.
Now, do the owners of this new restaurant, do they have other restaurants?
Not currently. They've both worked in restaurants for a long time. Chef T.K. Peterson was the executive chef at the Oread recently, and his co-owner, Philip Wilson, was general manager of Teller's, and they agreed to work together and buy the restaurant and kick off a new concept there.
What's the new concept?
Well, they're calling it a gastropub and kind of describing it as farmhouse fare, which I would say it's kind of taken up a notch to restaurant-style farmhouse fare with lots of color and beautiful presentations.
You know, my theory on this new trend in farmhouse fare is that they're taking traditional comfort foods and making them snobby. Is that sort of the case there?
I don't know about snobby. Fancy, yeah. Okay. But they're, you know, they were able to make creamed greens taste really good, and a lot of people who wouldn't touch kale would love these. So, for example,
do they have like fried chicken? What do they call farmhouse food?
Well, they've got, maybe I'll just offer a couple of examples.
Okay.
One that both of those owners cited as a favorite is a pimento cheese sandwich, and they make house-made pimento.
That's not farmhouse food. That was my lunchbox food.
What grandma made kind of food. So they dress it up a little with fried tomatillos and toasted local bread. The dishes we tried, we had some kale and white bean griddle cakes. And those were flavorful, one of their vegetarian options. And they served those over heirloom carrots, which were orange and purple, which I think is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anytime you get a purple vegetable, I'm a fan.
And do they serve steaks and traditional, farmhouse food? I don't know if it's traditional.
A local chicken breast over those cream greens and some things.
I think it was
a sauteed chicken from a local farm. And then, yeah, they have a ribeye and some of those more hefty entree type dishes.
Pork.
I think they had some pork, a mac and cheese that people have said is really good. I haven't tried it.
Listen, I was at a restaurant with my friend Emily Ferris, and they had mac. I think McDonald's is the only place that does not have macaroni and cheese
right now. I think you're right. Yeah.
Just wait.
But I guess the gastropub concept also comes into play because they have 30 beers on tap.
Correct. That's one of their key pieces is the beer. And all 30 of those beers on tap are different, and they're all American craft beers. You can get some imports in bottles, but they're trying to focus on American beers, some hard-to-get kind of stuff, so that menu will change pretty regularly, I think.
I want to remind you that this is Central Standard, the Friday Food Edition, and we are not taking calls this hour because it's pledge drive time.
But people should still call and give money.
Yes, absolutely. That is the best reason to call. But since this is the last day of our membership drive, please do call. And if you want to talk about food, send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or tweet us at
KCURCST.
And we are talking about Lawrence during the time that we have. And our guest today, special guest, is the food and features reporter for the Lawrence Journal World, Sarah Shepherd. Sarah has, I may keep this question for our second segment, but do you think of Lawrence as a groovy restaurant town? I had to drag that word back from the 60s, yeah.
You know, I definitely do. For a town that size, they have a lot going on when it comes to food that most towns of that size do not have. They have a little bit of everything. They've got fine dining. They've got quite a few ethnic restaurants.
And good ones. Really good,
good ones. And good ones, yeah. And then they have, of course, the late night greasy pizza, college kid burritos and that kind of fare, which is, it can be a lot of fun too. So I've had a great time writing about it.
Now, did you go to KU?
I did.
All right. So, and you just stuck around?
Yeah. I actually live in Overland Park now and commute to Lawrence, but I went to KU, lived there 10 years. And so, and I spend most of my waking hours there. So.
And do you have a favorite restaurant? Although I hate when people ask me this question, but do you have a favorite restaurant in Lawrence?
It is a hard question because it's made me different for whatever you're looking for. I have to say, though, my go-to favorite has always been Pachamama's.
Mm-hmm. It's a great place.
They're consistent. They're fun. They try to use some local ingredients, and their menu changes seasonally to keep things fresh, which I love. So
it seems like the menu's changed, though, over the years. It's not... not the ingredients, but the style. It's not quite as fine dining and upscale as it used to be.
It's a little more approachable, mm-hmm. and they have nice things. They're beautifully plated. They also have, in Pachamama's new downtown location, they have the star bar mm-hmm. on one side, and so they have a bar menu as well in the star bar, which is a nice, easy place to go grab lunch, even if you're not on on a date or the parents are in town or that kind of a thing. So, yeah, one of my favorites for
what
sure.
What is your commute from Overland Park?
You know, it's not too bad. 40 minutes.
40, okay.
Yeah, and the traffic isn't bad, which is really great compared to what I know a lot of people deal with here in the metro. I get to get out of town on the highway. Not bad at all.
And it's still, Lawrence still has one of the very best bakeries in the region, Wheatfields.
Wheatfields, yeah. Yes. I can't find... if anyone knows of a great place in Kansas City to get, you know, like real French baguettes and European crusty breads.
Would that be farm to market?
Let me know.
Yeah. Ferveria is fabulous. They don't do baguettes, but they do everything else. And that's at 17th
I'll tell you where to get
Summit.
The best baguette. Oh. You want a really good baguette? North of the river, Le Monde, which, by the way, is one of our sponsors here at KCUR. So they donated food. I didn't see any baguettes there, but I did see some croissants. So, Le Monde is a great bakery and a great supporter of KCUR. And welcome back to Central Standard and a special fall membership drive edition of the Food Critics. I'm here with my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and our special guest, Sarah Shepherd, who is the food and features reporter for the Lawrence Journal World. Remember that you can continue pledging throughout this hour by calling 816-235. I'm saying that way too fast. 816-235-5287 or going online to kcur.org. Or you could just walk in a check like I did this morning. Anyway, we do have a special guest, Sarah Shepherd, because the topic of today's show is Lawrence. And I kind of stumbled on a little oddball restaurant. I don't know if, Mary, you had been there or Emily. Was it it's called the Olive Tree Cafe, right?
Basil Leaf Cafe. Close.
No wonder I stumbled on it. Yeah.
And when I went there, and I actually reviewed it for the pitch, it was it occupied a little tiny corner of a gas station / convenience store. So, you know, you can actually buy some. You couldn't smoke the cigarettes there, but you could buy them, and a lottery ticket. And it has moved, correct?
Correct.
To kind of an iconic Lawrence location?
Absolutely. They have moved into the old Joe's Bakery space on Ninth Street. It's at 616 West Ninth Street.
And I heard that they had, like, the best donuts ever.
Yeah, they used to. I lived in that neighborhood for a while and used to walk there probably a little too often. Yeah. The donuts and some really good sugar cookies that were just to die for.
But Joe's Bakery is gone, and now it is the Basil Leaf Cafe. And what is the address again?
616 West Ninth Street.
And, you know, you can't call us if you are listening from Lawrence. We're not taking calls today because this is the last day of our fall membership drive. But you can still send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or tweet us
at KCURCST.
Thank you, Emily. And let's talk about some new restaurants in Kansas City because, Sarah, you could chime in because actually you do live in the metro.
Yeah.
You never eat in it, but you live in it.
Right.
Where have you been that's new, Emily?
I went back to we went together to the District Poor House, P-O-U-R House. And it was my third trip back there. And I didn't love it as much as my first two trips, but they've gotten really busy, which is good for them. But I hope that the quality continues to go back up because I really, really enjoyed my first two trips there. Their crab dip was amazing.
I didn't find it as amazing as you did.
Well, the first time it was amazing. Yes. And this is in the old Gaff space on Warnell Road.
Right.
And I, like I said, my third trip was the trip that we took for dinner and didn't love it as much as my first two trips. But the first two, I was super impressed. So because it's so close to me and they have big TVs and lots of beer, I'm sure my husband will want to go back often. So
and people, old timers will know it as the old Romanelli's, right?
In fact, I'm glad you brought that up, Mary, because their special, their dinner special the night I was there with Emily was fried catfish, which is the old, you know, signature dish of the Romanelli restaurant. Where have you been, Mary, that's new?
I have not been anywhere new recently, although it's not that old. The last place I went was Pigwitch, and I encourage people to get there before the weather cools off. It's Local Pig's permanent food truck in the back at 2618 Gwinnett, and Alex Pope has a great menu back there. They have
They're doing a fundraiser tomorrow.
Are they?
I think all day at Pigwitch. They're doing a fundraiser for, they have a special sandwich. And the money that they raise goes to that organization, Boys Grow, kids learn farming. So that's at Pigwitch. Mm-hmm. Do we have an address for
Pigwitch? Yes, 2618 Gwinnett. And it's a small menu, but they have daily specials. I was there on a Monday, and they had a Cuban sandwich that was wonderful.
And the burger there is... I think it might be Kansas City's new best burger.
Really? What's
that? Oh, my goodness. It has some sort of special magic sauce on it, and it's on a brioche bun. And the patty is just somewhere in between perfectly thick and thin, and it's juicy. It's the kind of burger that kind of runs down your hands when you take a bite a really good way.
And they have homemade chips that are fabulous.
Yeah.
And the banh mi is really good,
it
too.
It is.
It's a really spicy Thai pork meatball.
The banh mi is delicious.
We've got a note here from our producer who said, they, meaning Pigwitch, also did a KCUR Witch 2 years ago, 2 weeks, 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago. I'd like to know what the KCUR Witch was.
Mm, me too.
Well, make sure that when you go down to eat there that you go stop in the butcher shop and buy something to take home because their meats are just incredible.
And the chicken liver mousse is amazing as well.
Do you have, Sarah, you live in Overland Park. Do you ever eat in Overland Park?
I live in the very, very, very north end of Overland Park, so it feels more like I live in Mission. And there's not a ton of local restaurants left in Mission. Once in a while, we'll hit Lucky Brew Grill. And one of my favorites is RJ's Barbecue Shack at Johnson Drive in Lamar.
I used to like to go there for breakfast. I think they still serve breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays.
They do, and I hate to admit it, but I've never been to it. It's on this list, and I don't know why we haven't made it.
You have to have the burnt
I've heard
in
amazing
hash.
Things.
It's amazing.
It is
it
really
sounds
good.
Amazing.
In fact, I used to go there quite frequently for breakfast, but I don't anymore because I have gained too much weight. and I'm not allowed to go.
Sounds like a hearty, hearty breakfast.
Yeah, it's a big time
it
breakfast.
Is. Yes.
I also tried the Rieger's new fall menu.
Well, tell
yesterday.
Us about it.
Oh, amazing.
And it just started, so you were quick.
I was craving a snack yesterday, so I went and had four items off the bar menu. I kind of went back and forth between the bar menu and the dinner menu. They have a duck fat kettle corn on the bar menu and a short rib sandwich that rivals the Rieger's pork tenderloin sandwich. So good. And then bone marrow with fried oysters on top.
Wow.
And like a ravioli that's stuffed with chorizo and served with butternut squash and brown butter and Brussels sprouts.
So is the short rib sandwich just on the bar menu?
Yes, it is on the bar menu.
Maybe they'll have it at lunch too.
I hope they do. I grabbed the dinner menu here. But yeah, their pork tenderloin sandwich is on the lunch menu.
And
you can probably get
it
at the bar menu. So I don't know if this replaces the pork tenderloin sandwich temporarily or not, but it's probably the best short rib sandwich I've ever had, also served on a brioche bun. And I was sharing it with my friend, but I ended up having three-fourths of it myself.
And welcome back to Central Standard and a special fall membership drive edition of the Food Critics. I keep forgetting to actually say who I am. Nobody probably cares, but
everybody knows who you are, Charles.
Do they? Well, I don't know about that, but I'm Charles Ferruzzo, and I write for The Pitch, and I'm here with my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and our special guest, Sarah Shepherd, who is the food and features reporter at the Lawrence Journal World, because our topic today is Lawrence. Remember, you can continue pledging throughout the hour by calling 816-235-5287 or going online to kcor.org. We are not taking calls because this is a pledge drive show, but you can still send us an email, as many people have, and I will read some of these emails. Send your email to centralstandard, one word, at kcor.org. And let's see what, there's some questions here, so I'll throw them out to the panel. Here's a place I've never heard of. The Brewer's Bar and Grill. They've got great burgers and amazing brew sauce. Mary, did you look up that place?
I think Emily did, and it's in Blue Springs. I have not eaten there.
Emily hasn't either.
I have not. Don't get back out east very often, but it's at 1120 West Main Street in Blue Springs. And open today from 11 a.m. to 1:30 a.m., so you can get a late-night burger and beer there.
And keep it on the burger note. Alex tweets us at KCUR, CST. For Lawrence, it's all about Dempsey's, best burgers in the area. Would you agree with that, Sarah?
Well, there's an ongoing war, burger wars in Lawrence.
What? Tell us about that.
Well, the Burger Stand has gotten tons of play lately. You know, they've made us.
That used to be at Dempsey's, right?
Correct.
It was the Burger Stand
at
Dempsey's Pub. And then the Krauses took it and made it their own.
Correct. And they are actually no longer owners of it, but their co-owners still run it and own it there at the former Casbah on Massachusetts Street.
Is it still the Burger Stand at the Casbah?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
It's so confusing.
And I love those burgers. They have a fabulous black bean burger and a black and blue burger.
Yeah, they really do. And the Burger Stand has specials, the most fun burger specials you can imagine. They have duck burgers, goose burgers, ostrich burgers.
Lamb
burger, vegetable, different vegetarian burgers.
So are they fighting it out to see who really is the best?
Well, I believe the Burger Stand, if you're going to go by our Lawrence.com Best of Lawrence results, the Burger Stand has won it 3 years in a row.
Okay.
Although I will say, I will vouch for Dempsey's. They have great burgers and they have some sort of inventive combinations as well. And I like them a lot. So,
and I think their fries are better. I love the burgers at the Burger Stand.
I should tell Sarah that Mary Block, who weighs 2 pounds,
exactly,
is our resident French fry expert.
I never would have guessed.
Well, I do love my fries.
She knows her fries. Yes, she fasts 7 days a week, and then the following Monday she's allowed to have fries. Anyway, we are talking about restaurants in Lawrence, Kansas. But I think this question kind of goes back to our Pigwitch conversation. Al asked a question in an email. What can I expect from the butcher shop?
Is he talking about the Broadway butcher shop the local pig butcher
shop? I think he's talking about local pig.
They have all organic, natural meats. They have chicken. They have eggs, pork,
sausages, like 12 or 15 different kinds of sausages.
All homemade. Mm-hmm.
And you can buy one sausage. So you can go in and say, I'll have a jalapeno and peach sausage and a chorizo and a brat. And so you can mix and match your sausages. And in the refrigerated section, the chicken liver mousse, it's $5 for a little tub of it. And it is delightful.
Is it worth?
It's worth $15.
All right.
And the ribeyes, the meats are the best in town.
Yeah. And you get to see, I mean, you're really in a butcher shop. You see the action, and there are people breaking down animals right over the counter. And it's a little place, and it feels very intimate, like a, not that I spend a lot of time in old-time butcher shops, but it's what I imagined them to be before my time.
And remember, there is a butcher shop in Anton's Tap Room at 1610 mm-hmm. Main Street. And it is very well stocked with some very interesting things, too.
And the Broadway Butchers, Broadway Butcher Shop next to Gomer's at 39th and Main.
Have you been there?
I have not, but my husband has been, and he loves it.
I think it's Broadway.
I'm sorry, you're right, Broadway. Broadway, yes, the Broadway Butcher Shop on Main. It is
yes.
on Broadway, you're right.
We have a tweet from Safety Man, and I don't know if this restaurant, I'm assuming this restaurant is in Lawrence, the Little Saigon Cafe.
Yes, Little Saigon is in Lawrence.
And Safety Man said it is absolutely the best Vietnamese. Did that get on your best of list?
I can't remember if we had a category for Vietnamese because there aren't very many Vietnamese restaurants in Lawrence, especially compared to Kansas City. But Little Saigon is great. It's in a tiny little diner with only a few tables and bar stools. And it's behind a nail shop on 23rd Street, and they specialize in pho, if I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, and noodles of all kinds. It's small. It's friendly. You can sit at the counter, sit with strangers at tables. It's usually packed at lunchtime.
Is the Orient on Massachusetts Avenue, is it still up and going?
And funny you should ask. The Orient has been there many, many years, and they have just closed and changed into a new restaurant. It's called Wild Pho.
Is it
so
the same,
sorry, I never say it out loud.
Is it the same owners?
I believe Nancy Nguyen, the owner, is still affiliated with it and has a hand in it, but she's not the owner. There's two younger gentlemen who are owning and taking over Wild Pho, and they, I would describe it more as a more of a lighthearted noodle shop type place now. They have banh mi. I think it's Lawrence's first banh mi, and I tried one the other day. I thought it was good, but I'm also not a banh mi expert, so all should check it out.
Are they using baguettes from wheat fields?
They are not. It's baguette-like bread, and it's fantastic. It's crusty and tasty, but it's not wheat fields baguettes.
Okay.
So.
And Nancy, the owner of the Orient, which is apparently no longer in existence. She was also selling fried chicken out of that place. I can't remember. It was delicious gluten-free
yes,
fried chicken.
Yes, it's called Oh Boy Fried Chicken, and that still is available.
Oh,
and
it
you
is?
Can order it in the noodle shop now. And I agree with you. I was shocked. That stuff is good.
I'll tell you something. There's nothing, if you have a cold or just not feeling well, there's nothing like a steaming bowl of pho with a plate of fried chicken.
Yeah,
it's a
exactly.
great combination and so healthy for you.
If you don't feel better after that, you won't. So,
all right. So I've got some Lawrence questions. And Mary, you do too. You had a question for Sarah.
I did. There's so many Mexican restaurants in Lawrence, but I noticed a new one, Mexquisto?
Mexquisito.
Okay, I can see it on a paper, but I can't pronounce it.
Where is Mexquisito?
It's in the 700 block of Massachusetts Street.
712 Mass.
Thank you.
And it looks like it's not your typical Mexican.
I would agree with that. I would say I love Mexican food. Kansas City has tons of amazing Mexican food, lots of really authentic stuff. Lawrence doesn't have that much of that kind of authentic Mexican food. Mexquisito, I would say, is probably the closest thing they have. It is owned by the same gentleman that owns Tortas Jalisco out on 6th Street, which is really popular in Lawrence. Mexquisito has a little more unique dishes, more of the types that you would actually find in Mexico around family tables and such. They have chilaquiles, which are really, really good. They use beef in theirs, and it's this huge bowl of spicy beef and chips and a fried egg on top if you want to go the full Monty. I had a dish there that was fantastic too. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but birria, B-I-R-R-I-A, right, which is like slow cooked, super flavorful, spicy meat, and you serve it and you make your own little tacos out of it. A little messy, but lots of flavor. And
so how new is this place?
It's not that new. It's been around a couple of years,
has it,
I
really?
Think. Yeah, and it is, it's real close to my office, so that's a place I'll run over for lunch now and then.
I remember a caller mentioning it, and I just haven't gotten there. But I think they said they have mole and adobo sauce.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And let's go to, speaking of Massachusetts Street, I keep calling it Massachusetts Avenue. I don't know why. Milton's used to be on, for years on Massachusetts. It's moved.
Right. Yeah, Milton's had some changes, and they are now serving their, you know, great breakfast fare, and I would also add famous honey lattes, at a new location kind of around the corner from where they were. Milton's is now at 901 New Hampshire, okay, in sort of an urban-feeling space. And the restaurant that has opened where Milton's used to be is called The Roost. It's at 920 Massachusetts, and it opened in July. And it is still a breakfast and lunch restaurant. It's gotten a lot of buzz and I think a really good reception in Lawrence.
What have you heard about it?
People like it. It's friendly, approachable. One of the owners was a longtime Milton's employee, so she's real comfortable with that sort of breakfast-lunch crowd. One of the most fun things the Roost does is they have breakfast-appropriate craft cocktails. They have about four or five Bloody Marys, one of which I think is served with a meatball in it. So some fun stuff like that. I had one there called the Tequila Sage. It's sage-infused tequila, carrot juice, ginger beer, and a little lemon.
It sounds healthy.
It kind of. Yeah. I thought so. But yeah, that was pretty good stuff. And then they have the usual breakfast fare. They have sandwiches, omelets, pancakes, country breakfast, that usual stuff. And they also have a little bakery counter that has really good stuff. Lately, I'm addicted. They have these little dark chocolate sea salt brownies.
Mm.
And when I start thinking about them, I can't stop until I eat one. It's not good. But they're delicious. And you can walk up and get a cup of coffee and baked goods out of the counter and be on your way.
And that's 920 Massachusetts?
Correct. 920 Massachusetts.
I'm excited to try that because I feel like there aren't a ton of restaurants that do just breakfast or breakfast and lunch really well. Places that try to do it kind of, they're like, oh, it's breakfast. Breakfast is easy. And they just, you know, do eggs and toast and it's meh.
And bad pancakes.
And bad pancakes.
But we've got some good pancakes here in Kansas City. And we're always happy to talk about pancakes, too. But,
you know, Charles, one restaurant we have to mention before the end of the show is 715, because I think that's a...
They have a great brunch, by the way.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, and it is the one New York-style restaurant in town. It's not, you know, that expensive, but it just doesn't feel like a college town restaurant.
No. It feels very urban.
Yes.
It has an open kitchen and you can see whatever the chefs and butchers are doing back
and
there.
And I love the way they took the green water bottles and really made a wall out of them. And the food is great.
Yeah, it's kind of fine dining, upscale, but it has a really laid back, fun vibe, not snobby at all. And I like that a lot.
Homemade pastas.
Is super popular.
I do always feel like I need to extra salt my food there.
All
right. It's very good.
Speaking of salt, I wanted to say that I never put salt on my food. But as always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and our very special guest today, Sarah Shepard, who is the food and features reporter for the Lawrence Journal World. Thank you for driving all the way from Overland Park to be with us.
Yeah, it was a short commute this morning for me.